Hello, everyone. We are live. Today is December 15th, 2025. Welcome to all of you jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. My voice is back. Praise Jesus. So thank you for all your concern and all of your remedies that you sent, because they were just coming in left and right. And we were looking at them in the office. And I so appreciate the concern of our audience. Yep. Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish brothers and sisters. Hanukkah has begun. The Festival of Lights. We're going to get into that because there are some things tied into this. We'll talk about it after we open in prayer. But I want to say hi to some people first. Oh, let's see. Oh, Seattle. Hello to our viewers in Seattle. God bless you. West Tennessee, Quebec, Canada. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Canada. Very happy to have you with us. Norway. God bless you in Norway. Chris is part Norwegian. I know I've said this before, but he looks Norwegian too. He's got the big blue eyes and the blonder hair. He's part Norwegian. From frozen New Jersey, let me tell you, in New York, we have not thawed out either. It has been so cold up here. We're locking the animals up. We're putting their heat boards on. We're making sure everybody's cozy. So I understand the popsicle events that are going on right now in the tri-state area. Hello in Georgia. God bless you. Oro Valley, Arizona. Hello. Very happy to see you. Liverpool, England. God bless our viewers in England. We're so happy to have you with us. Eureka, Montana. Hello. Hello. God bless you. North Dakota, California. Hello to all of our viewers. God bless you. Nashville as well. God bless you. Hello. Malaga, Spain. God bless our viewers in Spain who are watching tonight. We're very happy to have you with us. Birmingham, Alabama. Been there many times. God bless you. I see many Floridas coming in as well. Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello to you. Tulsa, Jerusalem, Oklahoma. Clay Clark has affectionately dubbed Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Jerusalem, and it kind of stuck, probably because he lives there. And Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hello. God bless you. Happy Hanukkah to you guys. I see you putting that in the chat. As well as Vancouver, Canada, and Colorado. God bless you both. Manchester, England. Lots of England coming on tonight. We're very happy to have you with us. Albuquerque, England's one to watch right now, by the way. England is one to watch for an explosive eruption there in the string of what we are watching unfold globally. Just wanted to say that. Sweden, God bless you in Sweden. Thank you for watching. And hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So what we're going to do is we're going to open up in prayer. As we always do, we're going to turn this over to the Lord, and we're going to get into the global ambush that we have witnessed unfold right in the window between December 7th and December 14th. And we're going to talk all about it. So let's just give this over to the Lord first, and then we will be off and running tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins. Lord, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way, Father, we have sinned and fallen short in you, Father. We praise you that your mercies, Lord, are new every single day, that literally you renew your covenant with us every day, Father. And Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And Lord, we praise you that he made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." He literally descended into the underworld, took the keys from death, defeated hell, death, and the grave, miraculously rose again, and ascended to take his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory fall. Let your power saturate the atmosphere, Father. Let your power and authority mightily go forth, Lord, in a powerful way tonight, Father God. Lord, let your presence just surround this broadcast. You are welcome to have your way, Father God, in this place, that the Holy Spirit would be the counselor and minister to those, Father God, who are watching tonight, that they would tangibly feel your presence. They would feel the weight of your glory. They would feel the burden of conviction, Father God. Lord, we just praise you, Father God, that you are welcome, Lord, to have your way in this place. Father, we ask that you lead and guide us tonight. Go before us, be our front and rear guard. Order our steps, order my words tonight, Father, as we mightily go forth, Father, in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Lord, the humble privilege, Father, of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, divisions to surround the north, south, east, west, above, below, the skies, the land, to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, as we go forth tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, witchcraft, spells, curses, incantation, manipulations, potions, sabotage, and any form of weaponized demonic activity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, dismantled, disarmed, and rendered powerless. And their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, we most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. You are Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God. We owe you every breath. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Father God. And we praise you for giving us that life. We praise you. We are in covenant with you through Christ Jesus. We praise you. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last, that you are holy, you are righteous, you are just, and that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father. We praise you tonight, and we thank you, Lord. Take all the glory for yourself, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. I love opening up in prayer. You know why? Because you're giving it over to the Lord immediately. You're letting him step in and you're stepping out of the way. And I find it goes best that way when we do things like that, because we'll just muck it up as humans many times. We just get in there and muck things up. It's better to let the Lord have his way. Okay, let me get my notes up. Guys, what has unfolded over the past week has been nothing short of a 911 ambush globally. And we're going to get into all of it. And so I want to start off with a few scriptures because I want to set the tone for this. And what's happening, especially around the time of Hanukkah and Christmas, with both have to do with the light of the world. Christ, Yeshua, light of the world, right, comes into the world to be the Passover lamb. And Hanukkah is the festival of lights. So it both has to do with light, right? This is why the enemy hates it so much. We're going to start with John 10:10, because we have some explosive prophetic insight to get into tonight about the string of attacks that literally came globally one after the other around this time. As the church, we have to be aware, we have to be sober-minded and vigilant. We have to be discerning in this, and we have to discern the hour that we are in. So John 10:10 says, and I quote, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I, the Lord, have come to give you life and life more abundant." So what's the answer to the thief coming to steal, kill, and destroy? Life and life more abundant. Speaking life and life more abundant into the vein of the situation, whether it's you personally, whether it's your family, whether it's the nation, right? Whether it's global. That is the answer. when the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And the Lord's sacred order of time in the book of Genesis that was established is darkness has to submit and give way to the light. That is why it is written the way it's written in Genesis. It's quoted a few times. There was evening, then morning, one day. Why? Because darkness has to submit and give way and buckle to the light. That is God's sacred order of time that he established before the foundations of the earth truly were ever made. And what is happening right now is the kingdom of darkness seeks to disrupt that order of time and for darkness to eclipse and dominate the light in a time, right, where the light should be dominant, in a time where the church, we are the salt and light, right? We are salt and we are light. That is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to occupy where the ecclesia, we're supposed to be salt and light. And the kingdom of darkness wants to eclipse right now and dominate the light. And we as the church have to recognize this, intercede, equip ourselves, because we have been given power and authority from on high through Christ Jesus to dismantle sophisticated arguments in high places, to dismantle the attacks of the enemy, to destroy what the devourer is attempting to send. And we as the church have to step in the gap right now to do this. We have to be the watchman on the wall. We have to get up on the wall and look at what's coming and sound the alarm and ask the Lord for the vision to see from his perspective what's coming, because his perspective is the best perspective. So all of these attacks that we're going to talk about, these terror attacks, by the way, unfolded between the week of December 7th to the December 14th. We have two clips to play for you because I was warning about this window. I was warning from the Lord starting December 7th to December 14th that this was the window that they were going to attempt these things, that this was going to be one of the more high-pressured windows that the enemy has gone out to take prey. And so we're going to play for you these two clips now having to do with this, and then we'll come back and talk. All happened within the window of December 7th to December 14th that I've been prophetically warning about. This is all happening. The Tyler Robbins court appearance too. All happening within that December 7th to 14th window. I'm telling you, it's going to blow like a powder keg. I'm telling you now. This is all building. The pressure in the spirit and in the natural is all culminating right now. And this is why you're seeing all of this cluster around this time.
Okay, that was the first one. And then we have a second clip for you from December 2nd, 2025. Christmas high alert. These last two shootings and acts of terror in Washington, D.C., we're making the deposits in the soil and at the altars within the city for a broader scale, multi-point attack against the high leaders, both men and women.
Okay, so both of these clips have to do with this time. I specifically had named the December 7th to the December 14th multiple times in broadcasts this window. And now we're going to talk about what's happened in this window, because, and we're going to do it in chronological order, because a multi-point, multi-city, global terror attacks have taken place now within this window. And this is all setting up for something greater. And we're going to talk about this, but this is all setting up in order to try to power altars, to open up greater gates in the nations, to go after the high leaders of those nations that are standing in the way of the agendas of the kingdom of darkness. So let's pull up the first news article. Because multiple of these happen, and I'm going to show you some mind-blowing things tonight. I promise you I will, prophetically speaking, when it comes to these attacks. Okay, this happened in Germany on the 12th of December. So we're going to start from the 12th of December. We're going to go to the 14th. December 12th, 2025. Five men have been arrested in Germany, suspected of being involved in a plot to drive a vehicle into people at a Christmas market. You're going to see a theme here of Christmas, Hanukkah, Christmas time, Hanukkah, into a Christmas market. Three Moroccans, an Egyptian, and a Syrian were detained on Friday over the plan to target a market in the southern Bavarian state. Authorities said they suspected an Islamist motive. When are people going to learn? This, at its foundations, is not a religion of peace. This is, at its foundations, a religion that wants jihad and wants to dominate in order to bring back the 12th Imam, who's been in hiding since 930 AD, however you want to put it, because he's the world champion of hide and go seek. And they think by doing all of this, they are somehow going to bring back the 12th Imam, who really is going to be the Antichrist. And this is why we see this going on. But because the enemy too, Satan hates anything to do with Jesus Christ. He hates anything to do with celebrating Christ. He hates Christmas. He hates Hanukkah too. But I'm saying he hates what has to do with light. He hates what has to do with the celebration of Christ. He loathes it. That's why he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So now that happens December 12th. December 13th, it hits our soil. Let's put up the article, please. And we'll talk about what happened at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. Anxiety level has risen amid manhunt in Brown mass shooting, mayor says. The anxiety level among Rhode Islanders has risen since a person of interest was released from custody amid a manhunt for an assailant who fatally shot two Brown University students on Saturday, Providence Mayor Brett Smiley said. Two people were killed and nine were injured. I want you to remember that for a minute. Two people killed, nine injured in the shooting, according to officials. The injured victims were transported to local hospitals amid a day of devastating gun violence, Christina H. Paxson, the university president, said in a statement posted early on Sunday. There are reports from multiple media sources coming in that the shooter yelled, Allahu Akbar, yelled that before opening fire. So there's multiple media sources reporting this right now. Now, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you this. If you remember, on a broadcast, I showed you this. And I warned what was hidden in this. If you remember, I put this up. If you remember, one of the last broadcasts I did in the past 2 weeks, I put this up. Trump administration investigating former FBI director James Comey over social media posts. Remember the 8647? Outspoken critic of Trump, Kristi Noem, Secret Service investigating. I told you that hidden within this event, because they're coding this, the kingdom of darkness not only codes this within layers, its dark disciples will take events and code within those events other events to come. And I told you that hidden in this was December terror attack. Now I'm going to show you something else interesting that was hidden in this. I also said Florida, Trump, Mar-a-Lago, New York City, Cabinet, CIA, Somali, Dearborn, Pam Bondi. So the word Pam and the word Bondi, keep that in mind, was in there also. Anna Luna. And also I found this today. You could spell Australia and ISIS from this as well. So I'm going to be putting this paper back up in a little bit. But from this, this is all hidden in there. Okay. Now, we're going to get back to this in a moment, but remember I said Bondi, Australia, ISIS. So back to the Brown University shooting a second, because it's December and we're watching these terror attacks unfold. The shooting occurs at 4:05 p.m. At 4:22 p.m., the university's public safety and emergency management issued the first alert message to the campus community about an active shooter near Barris and Holly Engineering. At 5:27 p.m., the university sent an alert message for another gunfire near Governor Street. It retracted the message at 6:10. Okay, remember that. The final message was retracted at 6:10. The room that the shooter went to was room 166 on the first floor. So I'm going to show you this in real time. 6:10 p.m. was the last message that was retracted about an active shooter. They did it
inside room 166. When the kingdom of darkness is going to do things, it has a watermark. It leaves a watermark, a hidden watermark, because the spirit of lawlessness and Antichrist is at work. Did you just see Esther go flying across the room? She just jumped at the door, by the way. You missed that. She just jumped at the door about 4 feet. Okay, so pray for Esther. She's one of our problem children here at the sanctuary. Okay, so 6:10 p.m., it's retracted. Room 166, when the kingdom of darkness goes to take prey, they have a hidden watermark having to do with the spirit of lawlessness and Antichrist at work, because the enemy always signs his work. He's too prideful not to. And so 6:10 p.m., room 166, there is your 666 watermark hidden within this Brown University shooting. Is that an accident? No, it's not, because the kingdom of darkness likes to conceal their handiwork. And it's always hidden within the events unfolding when it comes to terror. Okay, so that's number one. But number two, there's something else even more fascinating here that I'm going to show you. The shooting was at 4:05 p.m. is when it began to unfold. 4 + 5 = 9. There were 2 killed and 9 injured in this tragedy. 2 + 9 = 11. So you have 4 + 5 = 9. 2 + 9 = 11. You have 911. We've had this theme all year long of 911. This theme has been running since January. We are actually in the window, the 2-year window from 2025 to 2027 that equals 9/11. Because 2 + 2 + 5 = 9, 2 + 2 + 7 = 11. We are literally in a 2-year window that equals 9/11. And within the shooting, you have 911 hidden within it as well. And the classroom targeted was that allegedly of a Jewish professor. And in that classroom was a precious woman. Her name was Ella Cook. She was the vice president of the Brown Republicans. And she was one of the victims, I believe, that was killed. She was the leader of the only conservative group on campus that had 15 members. Think about this. 6:10, the last statement is retracted. Room 166666, targeting a Jewish professor and Ella Cook, who happened to have the only conservative group on campus at Brown University, was one of the victims. This was highly, highly intentional. The kingdom of darkness loves to make things look random. It's never random with them. Demons are diligent. They are strategic. They are persistent. And they are predatory. And so they try to make it look random. It's not a random act of violence. This is a planned, targeted, precise act of violence. This attack occurred one day before the start of Hanukkah, which is known as the Festival of Lights, and 12 days out from Christmas. 12 having to do with government and rule, biblically speaking, because what do they want to go after next? The government. They want to go after the high leaders in these certain nations. And darkness is out to destroy light. Darkness is out to cause fear, oppression, destruction, thievery, stealing, killing, destroying, in order to try to destroy the light, implant that spirit of fear, cause chaos, because in chaos there's no order and the enemy thrives in chaos, and do this in order to get an advantage to open up gates in nations by powering high altars through these acts in order to go after high leaders. Now, I'm going to read to you January 16th, 2025, word of the Lord, because Rhode Island is mentioned. This shall be their road to Damascus year, which is interesting because Damascus is in Syria and an attack happened in Syria too, says the Lord. For Damascus has fallen, Damascus has fallen. Mark this time, says the Lord, in the book of records. Damascus has fallen. And it is a trigger and an appointed time that those who have afflicted their own people in states and in nations are set to fall as lightning, says the Lord.
are set to fall, for I, the Lord, have sent forth my capital army to put an axe to their pedestal and cause it to fall, says the Lord. New York, says the Lord. Massachusetts, says the Lord. Rhode Island, says the Lord. Washington, D.C., says the Lord. Georgia, says the Lord. The Delilahs, that spirit that influenced Delilah and Absalom. Absalom sought to kill high leadership and stage a coup and take over a kingdom. That spirit that influenced Delilah and Absalom is set to be judged. And the attorney generals and governors will fall in tandem, for they have attached themselves by a chain gang. And so they shall fall in tandem for what they have done. I would watch the mayor of that city, Providence, and the governor of Rhode Island, and what happens in the midst of this. That word was at the beginning of the year, January 16th, 2025. Now, Brown University is in Providence, Rhode Island. I'll tell you something interesting about Providence. Providence has a very prevalent LGBTQ plus active scene in that city. And Brown is one of three schools. You have Brown, you have Rhode Island Institute of Design, and you have Johnson and Wales, that pull in a high percentage of LGBTQ plus, right? So this is a place where altars exist for LGBTQ plus, where high altars exist. And when the enemy wants to attack, to power altars, in order to attempt to open large gates in a nation to go after high leadership, he is going to do it in territory he feels he has a legal right and a legal claim to. And Providence, Rhode Island is one of those places. It's one of those territories that the enemy feels he has roots down, he has altars present, he has got territory there. And so when he's going to do this, he's going to go in areas where he can freely operate in the spirit without being challenged by believers in that area. Areas that have strong concentrations of believers who are very prayerful. People that were formerly in the occult will tell you, I've heard it over and over again, they have a much harder time attacking those cities. They have a much harder time getting anything done in those cities because you have Christians taking the authority through Christ, interceding and praying. This is a place where high altars exist. And so when the enemy wants to attack, this is how he strategically does it. Also, it's interesting, Providence was chosen because there's something that people like to call divine providence, or simply providence, which is God's intervention, right, in matters. And so it's interesting that that is the city that was chosen as well to hit around the time of Hanukkah and Christmas. So it's interesting because the kingdom of darkness does not want divine providence upon this nation. It does not want to lose territories. It is in danger of losing right now. And in order to try to stop themselves from losing these territories, they have to attempt to power altars. The only way they can power those is by shedding innocent blood. The kingdom of darkness is powered this way. It's horrible, but it's true. And so when you see this happen, the enemy is very strategic and symbolic in the places he chooses, when he chooses them, and why he chooses them. And he wants an open gate to operate in that area. And that's what he's looking for when he targets and does things like this with the help of dark disciples who are serving their father, the devil. Now, that happened. And then, do we have an article for Bondi Beach? Yes? Okay. Let's put this up because this happened the 14th. So you have boom, 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 12th, 13th, 14th. All right. Australia's deadliest terror attack in decades unfolded in 6 minutes. There's the number six again. Australia is reeling after a terrorist attack at Sydney's Bondi Beach. We're going to go back to something I showed in a moment here. Bondi Beach during a Hanukkah celebration killed 15 people and injured dozens. A father and son opened fire on crowds near the beachfront, prompting a massive police response and putting the country's gun laws under the lens. Australia is facing one of its darkest days in decades after a terrorist attack at Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach left 15 people dead, dozens injured, and an entire nation in shock. The shooting, which unfolded during a public Hanukkah celebration on Sunday evening, has been declared the deadliest mass shooting in the country since the massacre of 1996. Now, we're going to do something real time again here. We're going to do something real time. Okay, the shooting lasted 6 minutes. You had 15 people that were killed. And then it's the deadliest attack since 1996. The kingdom of darkness, I told you, will leave a watermark when they are at work. And I'm going to show this to you in a moment here, because we have the same thing with the other shoot, with the other event. So let's look at the details again. Ready? Unfolded 6 minutes, 15 people killed, 1 + 5 = 6, deadliest since 1996. 6, 6, 6. I'm telling you, this is a pattern. There is an underlying watermark of the kingdom of darkness, the spirit of Antichrist, and the spirit of lawlessness at work when they are doing something. They are highly symbolic, strategic, and intentional in how events are put together. And so this is why you're seeing this common thread in these attacks of this showing up over and over again. Now, on top of this, hold on. We're going to get into more. 29 years separates 1996 from 2025. 2 + 9 = 11. 11 is the total amount of people that were injured in the Brown University shooting in Rhode Island. 2 were killed, 9 were injured. So the amount of years that separates the Australia terrorist attack from the one in 1996 is 29. 2 + 9 = 11, and 11 is the total amount of people killed and injured in the Brown University attack that happened just 1 day before this. You know why? Because in the spirit, there's no time nor distance. In the spirit, they're going to try to connect it. In the spirit, they're going to try, right, to cast a timeline. They are going to try to make events align in order to open doors and gates to commit further atrocities. This is why we're watching this happen. And 15 people were killed in the Australia event. And it had 15 members happened to be the exact amount of members in Ella Cook's Republican group on the Brown University campus. These things are not coincidences. They are highly, highly intentional. Now, I'm going to show you this. Remember Bondi? Remember I showed you this earlier, right? Trump administration investigating former FBI Director James Comey over a social media post. Outspoken critic of Trump, Kristi Noem, Secret Service investigating. December terrorist attack, Pam, and then the word Bondi happened at Bondi Beach. And you can also get out of this Australia ISIS. All out of a prior event that happened. But Bondi is one of the ones that when I spoke about it ahead of time, I spoke about that word. And Bondi Beach is where this attack unfolded. Now, Australian authorities are reporting that an ISIS flag was discovered in the vehicle used by two Islamic migrants, a father and a son, who committed this terror attack, a jihadi attack on a Hanukkah celebration. Do you see the pattern that these are all ambush attacks? All connected to like a 911 ambush style attack all around the time of Hanukkah and Christmas, both having to do with the light of the world, because the kingdom of darkness wants to destroy light because light subdues the darkness. Now, I want to read to you some excerpts of words from the Lord having to do with this and Australia and what we just saw unfold. May 16th, 2024. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, take courage, my capital children. Take courage in an hour of tumult, for a tumult has been raised in your nation, in Australia, in parts of Europe. A tumult has been raised in this hour, an outcry by dark rulers against the children of God. July 18th, 2025, word of the Lord. Australia shall cry out to me, says the Lord, for they are about to endure an attack, says the Lord, an attack from within, says the Lord. Infiltrators have entered such as those think Australia has not yet, as those think Australia has not been eyed. However, it has been strategically eyed, says the Lord, for such a time. And leadership needs to humble themselves under me to thwart such an attack, for it shall be a red herring to a greater attack in that area of the world, says the Lord. We are watching this. This was July 18th, 2025, when the Lord spoke this. We are watching this unfold before our very eyes. And the Lord is saying it's a red herring to a greater attack in that area of the world. So that is not it. Meaning it happened and it's horrible, but it's almost like throwing out chaos and a distraction for a greater attack that they are set to launch now in that part of the world. The Australian government better cry out to Almighty God in this hour. And I'm serious about that. People of Australia, you need to cry out to Almighty God in this hour, because you have been infiltrated. You have been eyed, and now we have watched the deadliest attack unfold since 1996. This is a global issue. This is not an issue just specific to Israel, not just specific to the United States of America or Europe or England. This is a global issue of attempting to raise jihad around a time where the light of the world is celebrated and Jesus Christ is celebrated for being birthed into this earth, who is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and far greater than any prophet that ever existed. And this is why they're doing it around this time. This is why, because they serve their father, the devil. That's why. And we are watching this now unfold in Australia as well. And like I said, I showed you this paper where you have Bondi on it, right? And you also can get Australian ISIS from it, but Bondi, December terror attack. I'm telling you, in the spirit, this is connected to the attack at Brown University that happened on December 13, 2025, and the attack in Australia. They're connected. And when things like this begin to connect in the realm of the spirit, they are attempting to establish a pattern in order to unlock higher gates in a nation, in order to go after the high leaders. I'm telling you, there is a setup for an attempt on Pam Bondi too. I am telling you, it is no mistake that Bondi Beach in Australia was targeted. And I'm telling you, there is a setup for an attempt on Pam Bondi. I'm telling you, these attacks are in tandem. Bondi Beach was one of the locations. This is setting up for something like this in the spirit to come into the natural against Pam Bondi. Now, I'm going to read this word from December 2nd, 2025, because it connects to a woman who either is in the Department of Justice or works closely with the Department of Justice. But the word of the Lord, December 2nd, 2025, says, the indiscretions of a woman in leadership, her continued willful continuation of a relationship that should not be, has opened the door spiritually for an attempt on her life in the natural. The one who has worked with ICE closely, that door of indiscretion needs to be shut and the rebellion and lust of the flesh subdued, for an ambush has been set. And the enemy testifies of such lust and sin for legal rights to take her down. Her life is being weighed. If she repents and turns back now, she shall be spared. The Lord has extended mercy in a time of near and present danger. It should not be dismissed with contempt, but heeded with wisdom in this time. That was given December 2nd, 2025. This word. And then we watch Bondi Beach. So I'm just telling you, intercede for Pam Bondi. I'm only telling this so that you can intercede and pray, and this attack can be torn down, dismantled, thwarted, and destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Because, like I said, Kingdom of Darkness is very intentional when they do something. And so they're going to be highly symbolic. And many times in attacks that they do, they have hidden within it instructions, for other attacks. And so we're watching that happen in this case. It's also being reported that a bystander named Ahmed Al-Ahmed has been widely praised for his bravery after confronting a gunman during the deadly Bondi Beach shooting in Australia. In a viral video for the incident, Ahmed is seen fighting the attacker. He fought him off. He took the gun and he turned the gun on him, successfully dislodging the gun and turning it back on the shooter. And ACT believed to have saved several lives. Interesting. It's interesting because this gentleman, I believe, was Muslim. And when he saw this other Islamist going after this Hanukkah celebration, he actually went after the gunman. So I think it's just interesting to note. But intercede for Pam Bondi and Christy Noem. Intercede for them right now. I'm saying we are watching something very unsettling move about in the realm of the spirit at the time when Christ is supposed to be celebrated. We are watching that doors were opened in the spirit that are manifesting in the natural, and we are watching that happen. Now, on top of this, something happened in Syria, because this is a multi-point, multi-city, multi-nation global event that we are watching unfold before our very eyes. And that gentleman who intervened in the situation, just pray for him and his family. Pray he comes to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, because what he did ended up stopping worse devastation from happening. And if he's not, if he knows Jesus Christ, then praise God, you know, praise God. I'm not sure if he is a Christian or if he is Muslim, but whatever he is, just pray for him right now. Pray for his healing and pray for his family, because what he did was absolutely incredible. But on top of it, we have something that happened in Syria and unfolded in the midst of all of this. And I'm going to show you how this all connects. So if we can put up the article, this all happened the week of December 7th. To December 14th, all of this that we're talking about unfolded. And so we have an incident in Syria. Attacker who killed U.S. troops in Syria was a recent recruit to security forces, officials say. A man who carried out an attack in Syria that killed three U.S. citizens had joined Syria's internal security forces as a base security guard 2 months earlier and was recently reassigned amid suspicions that he might be affiliated with the Islamic State group. Reassigned, he should have been let go. A Syrian official told the Associated Press Sunday. The attack Saturday in the Syrian desert near the historic city of Palmyra killed two U.S. service members and one American civilian and wounded three others. Palmyra is where, now, let me just pause there for a minute before I go on. Where this attack happens in Syria, it happens on Saturday, which is the 13th. It happens the same day as the Brown University attack, because it's all connected in the spirit. Palmyra, this is no accident, is where the Arch of Palmyra was, otherwise known as the Arch of Baal, that ISIS blew up in 2015 and was recreated and brought to New York City before the 2016 election. The Arch of Palmyra, I believe, otherwise known as the Arch of Baal, was recreated and a replica before the 2016 election, where Trump went against Hillary, was planted in New York City as a way to try to plant an altar before that election. This attack happened in that city where that arch existed and where that altar still exists in the realm of the spirit.
These are coordinated attacks where dark altars exist in the spirit, and they are being intentionally coordinated by its disciples to open up gates in the spirit by powering these altars now to go after high leadership in the earth that is standing against their agenda. They have strategically picked this time, a time that's supposed to be filled with hope and joy and light and peace, to cause chaos, disruption, destruction, fear. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We have to understand where the root of this is coming from. The root of this is coming from the kingdom of darkness that has recruited dark disciples under the guise of religion and under the guise of shedding innocent blood to bring in the 12th Imam in order to do this. And all of these happen between December 7th to December 14th. All of it. All of it. And now, on top of it, you know, right before all these events happen, by the way, New York City elects Zohran Mamdani, who has Haman in his name, by the way, from the Book of Esther, elects him as mayor of New York City. And after he's elected, we watch unfold in the weeks to come what we have just witnessed. This is about the kingdom of the darkness moving disciples into position and infiltrating them in order to try to sabotage what the Lord wants to do in a nation from within. If the enemy can bring fear on a nation and instability, he can more freely operate in that atmosphere. This is why it's so important for leaders of nations right now to cry out to Almighty God and to Jesus Christ, because the enemy is positioning and powering altars and causing events to happen to open up gates to go after high leadership in nations. England, I'm telling you, England's next. England's not going to escape it, because they have chosen to remain silent in a time where they should have raised up deliverers to deliver England from such a bondage. And we need to pray for England, because they are not going to escape this if they don't turn back now. Because these are multi-point at the same time, in tandem, and strategic. This is not an accident. The enemy wants the stage right now. He wants the world stage. He doesn't want Christ to have it. He doesn't want Christmas celebrations. Now, we all know that Christ was not born in December. We all know this. But the enemy does not want celebrations of Christ to go forth. He doesn't want the light of the world having the attention right now. You know what he wants? He wants the world stage to carry out his dark agendas. That's exactly what he wants. And we have to recognize this and intercede and pray. Because the church has to learn to fight at a level of warfare that is beyond what we've been doing in the day-to-day. We have to understand that the kingdom of darkness is going to move whether we want to recognize it or not. And we have to understand that in order for us to have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, we have to be able to recognize what the enemy is doing and how the enemy is moving about. You can't fight an enemy you don't know. You can't blindly turn on an enemy and think they won't attack you. You can't blindly turn on a predator and think they are not going to take and exploit that opportunity. We are soldiers in the army of the living God. And we should understand this, and we should operate at this caliber in our personal lives, in the church, in the nation, and globally. Because the enemy is cherry picking right now on a global scale
these attacks, because he's planting flags, because he wants to shift the atmosphere of that nation. And he wants to put it further in bondage to him. And he wants to rip people's attention off of Christ and put it on all the fear, destruction, and problems and debauchery that he is causing. And we have to understand that we can't ignore it. Ignoring it's not going to make it go away. Turning a blind eye is not going to make it go away. But fighting it on the grounds of covenant in the realm of the spirit can change things. This is why we're looking at doing another night of prayer. Because this is how we need to fight it. And so we have to be in prayer and interceding for this and what's going on. And to be willing to see from the perspective that the Lord wants us to see. We have to be willing to come up higher with him, see it from this perspective, understand what's happening, and then begin to intercede for the nations. Because that is when you see change. The word of God says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. You cannot use weapons that you refuse to pick up. In this nation right now, we can't. I'm telling you, they are setting up as predators, as apex predators, because that's what the kingdom of darkness is, to try to go after high leadership in this nation. I'm telling you, they are setting these things up, and they're setting it up globally to try to get through back doors in the spirit in order to do this. The leaders that love the Lord, that are trying to do his will, are standing in the way of the kingdom of darkness right now. And you cannot underestimate what they're going to do. We can't underestimate it in this hour. We can't just ignore it away. We have to face it head on. And we have to intercede and pray for these nations, for our brothers and sisters. And we have to understand there is a strategy to the kingdom of darkness that is beyond randomness. They want you to believe it's random because then they can continue to move about. You can't figure out what they're doing. So then they can continue to move about. When you begin to understand the pattern and the protocol and what is happening, you can begin to dismantle and destroy and thwart these attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is what the church is meant to do. In the book of Acts, it very clearly says how the church interceded for Peter, but they didn't intercede for James. James was killed by the sword. But then the church intercedes for Peter when he's arrested. And the Lord caused an earthquake and shook the whole jail to free Peter and brought him out by an angel back to the disciples. You see, that is the power of prayer and what the church has the capability to do through Christ. This is a time where Christ is celebrated and Satan can't have it. He's never going to be Christ. He's never going to be the name above all names. He is a fallen, defeated host that only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a thief and he's the father of lies. And he wants the world stage right now when Christ should be blessed and celebrated. This is a battle to try to have deity within the earth, false deity. But it's a battle for that right now. And it's a battle on certain continents or in countries that the enemy wants to attempt a full-scale takeover, and he's tilling the soil now and he's powering altars now to do it. I would watch the leadership of Australia very closely and what happens to them in the midst of this, because there's a window here. As a window of grace for them. But that window is closing. And we're watching this happen. And that's why when the Lord kept speaking to me, Pearl Harbor, Pearl Harbor, December said, Pearl Harbor was an ambush. It was an ambush attack. And that week of December 7th to December 14th, we watched all of this unfold. Now, I believe we have to intercede because even greater is coming. Even greater is coming. This is the tilling of the soil right now in areas where the enemy believes he has access to work. And we don't want it to reach the national crisis point that he wants to bring it to. Because God is greater. We have a covenant with the Lord in this nation. We have a covenant that was established from Federal Hall in New York City. We had a man that came over from England, Robert Hunt, that dedicated this land to be used as a proponent of the gospel. And the enemy wants the covenant, and he wants to battle on grounds of that. And let me tell you something. He's not just trying to cause chaos globally right now. What he's doing, and you, many of you may have noticed this, he's trying to cause chaos in your personal lives. He's trying to come in this time of year in an ambush style, multi-point attack, and through people that are under the influence of the kingdom of darkness around you because they refuse to yield. The enemy is using them to cause ambush style attacks to all of a sudden rapid fire, one attack after another, one distraction after another, chaos, disorder, gaslighting. He's not only doing it on a global scale, he's trying to come into your personal lives and do it. And this is where you go before God's court. You apply the blood of Jesus Christ as your defense. You ask the book about your life to be open, and you ask for a restraining order against every power he's using and person he is using to try to accomplish his exploit. He is so rip-roaring mad right now and angry because the interests that he has held for decades are at stake of collapsing. And this is why you're seeing this desperate, monumental global move in this time to try to power altars to tip the scales to get it back. But he's doing that in your personal lives too. And you have two options. You can either take it and let him continue to do it, or you go battle him on the grounds of covenant and you dismantle those lofty arguments in high places. You dismantle those weapons of war. You destroy those attacks and you send the disciples that he's using in retreat. I don't care if it's friends, family, extended family, employees. I don't care what it is. If they're not totally submitted to the Lord, they are an asset for the kingdom of darkness. That's how I see it. They are an asset that can be used at any moment. Satan can manipulate and influence them to do so. And this is what we're watching unfold. And I know many of you are watching this unfold in your personal lives, because I'm discerning that by the temperature of what's happening in the spirit. Don't let him take the attention off of who deserves it, who is Jesus Christ. Don't let him take your attention off right now of pressing into the Lord, focusing on the Lord. And doing what the Lord is asking you to do. Because if the enemy can distract you, he can attack from another area you couldn't see coming. If he can distract you, he can attack you from another area you couldn't see coming. And we cannot be ignorant of the enemy's devices. And he's employing everything but the kitchen sink right now to try to derail believers. You know why? Because if they're distracted, he can get what he wants to accomplish in the nation, which is going to throw the whole nation into chaos. He can accomplish it in your families. He can accomplish it around you. You have the authority through Christ Jesus. He doesn't. You have been given power and authority from on high that far supersedes any weapon that he has. And the more he wants to try it, the more I'll glorify God even more. The more I'll come on and talk about the works of the Lord even more. The more I will praise the name of the Lord even more, because he wants to play that game. We got to shut it down, church. We got to shut it down in this hour. He's trying to distract, cause chaos, confusion, and make people chase their tails so they can't see what he's really doing. We need to understand this. We need to get this concept. And we need to go deeper. And we need to be willing to engage in spiritual warfare on a level where you're not just shooting blindly in the dark and hoping you hit something. No, you should be even more specific, strategic, intentional when you pray. Because the kingdom of darkness is diligent, strategic, intentional. We should be even more so because we're heirs to the covenant. We have weapons that Satan doesn't have. The name above all names, Jesus Christ, he doesn't have an answer for. And he never will. And that's where we have to look at the battle from that perspective and say, if the enemy wants to bring in distractions, I'm shutting them out of my life. If the enemy wants to bring people in to cause chaos, I am putting up boundaries and I am moving them out of the way because I am not going to allow the enemy to come in and run the table of my life into the ground. I'm not going to allow him to come in and dictate and lead me around by my emotions and by the neck in order to put me into a ditch. I'm not going to let him do it. Holy fire of God, we have access to. The fire he has no answer for that. We need to start using the sword of the Spirit and the word of the Lord and speaking it with the precision that totally implodes his plans and causes such a mess for him. He says, this isn't worth it. I have to retreat now. That's what you want to do. And you want to not give his disciples oxygen. Those that are under his influence, that want to do his bidding because they refuse to yield. Don't give them oxygen. Don't give them attention. The Bible says, don't argue with a fool. Demons love to argue. They love to try to argue and spin and come at you and come after you. Don't let them do it. Don't let them spew it. Shut it down now, because many of you are going through this right now. Many of you in this fight are going through this part right now. And you're going through it around a time of year where we're supposed to be talking about the hope of the world that came in to this earth named Jesus Christ. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the government shall rest upon his shoulders. Satan wants the governments to rest upon his shoulders. The government, according to scripture, because it is written, shall rest upon the shoulders of Christ. Satan wants that position in the governments of the earth. And some of them he's been able to manipulate for a time. But that's going to change. So remember this as we go forth in this, because this isn't over. I'm just telling you right now, this is not over. These global multi-point, this is not over. In the nation right now, this is not over. This is why we have to continue to intercede and pray for wisdom for President Trump and the cabinet and the DOJ and the FBI. We need to pray for wisdom for them. Because doing it their own way right now is not going to take care of the spiritual component. This is why I keep saying we need a department of spiritual warfare and strategy in the Department of Justice. Because they're only doing a one-prong approach if you're dealing with the natural. You're not dealing with what still has rights in the spirit to move about. And I truly need that, believe that's needed at the Department of Justice, and we need to pray for that. We need to pray for that as well. So let me transition here, because the Givaderm ladies have been listening to all of this. And they're going to come on and talk about some things as well with this time of year. So let's bring them on, because they've been back there probably for a good 15 to 20 minutes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
How
Boy,
are
oh
you?
boy. Oh, you know what? What a
Great.
word. What a
Wow.
word. And
Yep.
boy, oh boy, can we relate? I got so excited and fired up when you were saying this is not just on the world stage.
It's
This
not.
is in our own personal lives.
Yes.
We have been fighting for the last month for something and have had attack after attack after attack. And one of the things I think you're going to think this is remarkable. But one of the things is that we wanted to share. This is the first moment that we've shared it, and it's a big, big deal for us. Something we've wanted to do for years now is we are going to be able to ship internationally to four countries:
Wow.
Canada, UK, Ireland, and Australia.
Oh, wow.
Right. And
That's
our
amazing.
hearts just go out to those that have lost loved ones. We know the pain of loss, and you're in our hearts, you're in our prayers. But like you said so eloquently, Amanda, we can't give up.
No.
We have to just keep allowing the Lord to comfort us. We've experienced that, and we know it's very, 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 very possible. But now we get to ship to those, not
Praise
only
God.
to that, but in honor of that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to say this too. Is this was Mom's idea. I'm just excited I get to tell you, is that we're actually reinstating, reactivating our biggest holiday sale of the year so that they can get
Wow.
on it. So we're doing, I think you have the graphic, we're doing a BiFacial edition, get a free
Yes.
eye cream,
Just like at
Ice cream is
Thanksgiving.
wonderful.
Yes, and then buy a Motherlode kit and get a free Tighten Your Assets mask. We just wanted to, this is about a 5 or 6 day promo just to say, hey, you guys have waited a really, really long time and been very patient with us, especially, man, you have followers everywhere, but Canada has been incredibly patient
Yes,
with us.
we love our Canadian
And
viewers.
I'm telling you, we're thrilled. So,
Yes,
you
but
know
we
what?
have had opposition, so
Man,
you're so right. You're so right. But we're excited.
and
We're excited.
I'm just gonna tell you guys that we're doing our level best. I think we've got everything nailed down, but we'll just ask for your patience as
And prayers,
if
patience
anything
and prayers.
comes up. But we're just very excited. This is a it. I was laughing, when you were talking about how the enemy, wants global takeover, and I was like, well, I'm not minimizing it at all because it's true with skincare too. It's
Yeah.
like he wants glow. It's like,
Yeah.
no, because I mean, there's a lot of shady stuff going on in skincare. And so anyway, we're very excited that we get to make a splash over there too. And it was the sweetest thing.
That's amazing.
I just want to give a shout out to Claudette. You're just amazing. She emailed and she said, if you don't mind, she said, could you just take me off of your email promo list? She's like, 'cause it's just too hard because I live in Canada and I can't get your
Oh.
stuff. And I said, can you please give us just a couple more weeks? We're just a couple more weeks. And so I hope she's listening now and that she gets her heart's desire.
I
So
hope so too, Miss Claudette, that you get
yeah. So she's yeah. Everybody's been amazing. We have a whole file folder full of people that we're going to be contacting and letting them know, and they're your listeners. And so, last but not least, I believe that the puppies
We
put
have a
together
little
Oh,
message.
my little, yep,
your god puppies.
my
That's
god
right.
puppies.
Yes. Then we have a little video.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
That is so precious. I love them too. I love those puppies.
Well, I
Aren't
know
they
that they can't wait to
sweet?
meet you in person
That's
whenever
right. Oh, that's
we
going to
can
be
make that
fun. The
happen.
day
I'm
that
sure
happens,
it
absolutely.
we're going to have a
Absolutely
good
will.
time. I better come bearing gifts.
Oh, you're so funny. You're
They'll
so
be
funny. Hey, they'll just be
excited.
excited to see
They
you.
will.
They get so
They
they are
will.
such extroverts. They love people. So,
That's wonderful.
but
And they
yeah,
look
so
amazing.
So just to summarize, basically every face product that we have is a part of our promo. And so it's just a great time. I know you love your facial addition system.
I do.
And I love
it twice a day.
I literally laughed out loud whenever I was listening to your shout out when you said that Chris takes the eye cream.
We love that.
He takes it with him in the car, first of all. And secondly, he stole so many of my products that these lovely ladies started sending him his own box because he was just helping himself like it was Christmas morning. Whenever stuff for me would come. Now they send Chris and they market and they write Chris and he feels like he's a big deal now.
He is a big deal.
My husband's becoming a diva. I don't know. He wanted a drum set for Christmas that he had me buy him. And I don't know what he's doing, but he's growing a beard and he's playing the drums.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know what I'm dealing wow. with right now.
Okay.
I need prayer.
We need to.
I don't know who I'm dealing with right now.
Well, make sure that he knows that the bamboo mist is one of our favorites from our guys that have beards. They just spray and go and they swear by it. So just let him know.
Okay. There you go.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you. And they can provide, they can use promo code ARC10, combine it with this.
That's right.
That's
no,
right.
No spaces.
Yep. Spectacular that you ladies are putting forth, and they can use both. So guys, there is your action items.
So
you
fun.
Use both promos because you'll get quite a bit of product that way.
Absolutely. Yes. So it's ARK10, no spaces. Okay. So we're thrilled and you guys, we're just excited. There are no words. We fought really hard for this and we're so excited to welcome in a portion of.
I'm excited for you guys with those countries. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. But ladies, thank you for coming on.
Merry Christmas.
God bless you.
God bless
you.
Thank
Bye.
You, Amanda.
Bye. And those were the incredible ladies of Givaderm. Once again, you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners, find Givaderm, click on it, and go use promo code ARC10 as well as this amazing deal that they're having right now to give you free product around this time of year, which makes an amazing gift for people. And it's all natural. It's truly food for your face. And we absolutely love it in this household, but we love what these ladies stand for even more. We love that they're believers and that we could be a blessing to them as well in this time. So we are just have a few other things as we close out tonight. We wanted to announce our prayer line again. We have a prayer line. It is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There are the two phone numbers you can call. We have amazing people that are willing to pray with you, talk to you, just listen and agree in prayer with you for what you're going through. So please utilize the prayer line. It is a free service to our ministry watchers, subscribers, you know, those who tune in. So please utilize the prayer line as well. Also, Brace for Impact. This is probably one of the most prophetic books I will ever write, I'm thinking. I'll probably be more, but this title could not be more prophetic for the time we are in. It is coming out in April, but you can pre-order it now. You can go to arcofgrace.org, scroll down the front page. You will see this Brace for Impact, and you can click on the Amazon link, and you can pre-order it. It'll make an amazing gift, too. For those of your loved ones who either love the prophetic or are curious and want to understand the prophetic, we go all the way up to 2028 with this book. So you can go get Brace for Impact today. And we'll just put up Grid Down, Chow Down before we end here for the night. These are also an amazing duo of brothers who are believers. They make this incredible freeze-dried, grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They also make jerky for people and jerky for dogs. The only ingredient in those dog treats are grass-fed, grass-finished beef. It is an amazing option for your pets. You can use promo code ARC for an amazing discount on this. And also, they put a salvation track in every single bag. They're preaching the gospel. We think that's amazing. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and find Grid Down, Chow Down to learn more. Okay, everyone, this is where we're going to wrap it up for tonight, but we are going to be back on. I will announce it's going to be towards the end of the week. So I will announce what day. It's either going to be Thursday or Friday. If something happens, I will be back on before that probably. But it's either going to be Thursday or Friday this week, given what is going on. So we will announce that. We will be putting out shorts as well. So please look for those on all of our platforms. And thank you to our Arc of Race team and our moderators for helping us out tonight. Thank you for all of you who are watching. God bless you. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day, and I encourage you to say it every single day. The word of God is living and active, and we have to speak it. We have to activate it. We also have other psalms there for you to go look at, speak, and incorporate into your daily prayer life, as well as Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. I speak those scriptures every single day. We have to be consistent in it. We have to be disciplined in it. Also, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way for a reason. We should be incorporating that into our prayer life as well on a daily basis, as well as Hebrews 11, one of the greatest chapters on faith, I believe, that is written in the Word of God. So we just want to encourage you as the Word as we go out tonight. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you back on later this week. Keep the faith, everyone. Good night. Hey, everyone. Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs.